as an epilogue to the series of shiurim on the sicha that we just learned, Chilek Tazayin Parshas Bo'i, I wanted to add something that I wanted to speak about in the shiur in the beginning, but just the context in which the sicha was said. It was said on Achron Shel Pesach Tavshin Yud Gimel because the next day was going to be the day of Brichas Hachama, and before the Rebbe started this whole bir in the Rambam, the Rebbe said that in Brichas Hachama, there's a kasha that's impossible to be answered al pinila de teira, and it's one of those questions which you need the bir al pichsidas dafka, al derech the way it is in kama and yonim. And the Rebbe wanted a little arichas about this, how the Eibishter was matbia in every single nivra and velt, that it should be recognizable that they need something higher than them. Mitzad atzman, they're not bishlemos, and they need to have a koyach elyon to contribute to their completion. Pirkei the Rabbi Lezer, it says that the Eibishter created the world, Ruach Tzfeinus Einav Mesuveves, because the Eibishter said, Kol mi sheyemar shehu aleka, if anybody wants to declare that they're a deity, let them come and finish, Yavi v'yigmer es hapina hazeis shepinachti, which proves that if the Eibishter made the world, Bichlal Einav Mesuveves, so the Rebbe says that also when they get to the other three ruches, they're also incomplete. The Rebbe brought the Maimar HaGemara, Kol ma shenivra b'sheshes emeberesheshes tzarech tikun, Maimar HaMedrash. These are all illustrating that the world needs a tikkun. And they also brought the beer up in Primius Hayanam, the Ruach Tzfeinus Einu Mesoveves, Mitzofin Tipasachara, Ruach Tzfeinus refers to the Kava Smoil. The way we're Mesakin, the Kava Smoil, is always through our Aveda. We always have to add to the level of the world the way it is. By default, it's not complete. We make the completion. And that's taka why when it comes b'gemara b'rudim la'asod level, we find, you know, l'mar b'hamisra, the closed shlasman in the middle of the word, because that shows that ruach tzfeinus is mesuveves. So that everything in creation requires a bigger shlemus. And the Rebbe says this is in every element of creation. Besides for atzmus u'mahus, everything needs completion. Even teira. Teira needs neshamas yisrael to be mashpia in it. And teira also meet like Teresha B'Ksav, and it's Teresha B'Alpeh. So we have Kriya K'siv, and so there's all Derech Zeh and Teresha B'Alpeh. There are many in Yonim. There are P'Nigla, we have no beer, and we have to have the beer of P'Nimiyah Sateira, which tells us, and the Rebbe takes it a step further, like he always does, that if certain in Yonim and Nigla only have an answer of P'Chsidis, so certainly every Inyan in Nigla de Teira, even those that are on the Stor of Nigla de Teira, their Iker is the way they are in P'Nimiyah Sateira. And so the Rebbe says, this Nekudah, Brichas Hachama, that we're going to speak, is the Inyan that's connected to Zman. That's one of those examples where you need the beard of Primus Atreida, as we saw in the Sicha, that, you know, and ultimately, the real way to understand how Tekufas Shmuel works is based on the fact that the Yonam of Chama Ulevana Lamata are only a reflection of Shemesh Ulevana Lamaila. But I heard a story associated with this Nekudah. They say it actually happened the next year in Tavshin Yudalit, that Rachmas Trifke Rebbe came to visit Crown Heights, came to visit the Rebbe, and he brought his son, Rebitzikol, for a yechidus. And the Rebbe asked him what he was learning. He said, Mesach Tesukah, I think. And the Rebbe asked him a kasha, and it was a kasha of the Maharsha. And he gave the answer, and then the Rebbe asked him a kasha on the Maharsha. And he didn't know the answer. And the Rebbe says, Olzvisna, that this is from the Inyonim in Torah that don't have a bir al pinigla. You only have a bir al pichsidus. And he quoted the Maamar Rabba Shem Tov, that the Alter Rebbe brings in one of his Maimarim, that every answer I have a question, and for every question I have an answer. Because that's the Ein Seifius of Torah, the fact that there's always more, and there's always another level, and there's always a place in Torah where you say, this level of Torah is not bishlemus. With the question, you can unlock the next level, and that brings you to access the highest point and the deepest point, the premius of Torah.